FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.
Right now, though, the row over the judicial appointment of Máire Whelan has rumbled on with news, as you've just been hearing in our paper review, of how the government seemingly pushed through her confirmation by President Higgins yesterday ahead of the return of Cabinet and Dáil today. In recent days, Fianna Fáil have suggested their confidence and supply agreement with the minority government could be at risk over this one. Deputy Timmy Dooley of Fianna Fáil joins me on the line. Good morning to you, Deputy Dooley.
Morning, Gavin.
And thank you very much for joining us. Is the row that serious?
I think it's serious. I think the problem here, we need to focus on what has happened rather than the dynamics of the relationship between the two main parties. The fact of the matter is that the government pulled a stroke. They circumvented well-established procedure and law to appoint the Attorney General to a position of a judge at a time when one of their ministers has been making big play about judicial appointments and how they should be done, how it should be reformed. So Shane Ross sat around the cabinet table, effectively supported the decision to circumvent procedure in return for the opening of a station in his constituency. The kind of practice that, you know, political parties would have been accused of 20, 25, 30 years ago, and it would have been frowned upon by Shane Ross and others then. Time has moved on, procedures have moved on, practices have moved on, and in my view, this kind of behaviour is not acceptable anymore, and I think it speaks negatively towards the approach that Leo Varadkar is taking. I don't accept that now Taoiseach Varadkar didn't know about this in advance, because don't forget, it's not just about promoting the Attorney General to the position of a judge. It was done for the sole purpose of creating a vacancy for the appointment of a Fine Gael member to the position of Attorney General, of which Seamus Wolfe is now the Attorney General. He's a Fine Gael member. He's a supporter of the party. So to somehow suggest that Leo Varadkar knew nothing of this, I think is stretching credibility. So I think he has a number of questions to answer. First of all, when he became aware, or did he have discussions without going to Taoiseach Enda Kenny to facilitate the easy passage of the appointment of the Fine Gael member to the Attorney General's position, that the decision was taken in advance, that they'd in the heat of battle they'd pull this stunt, you know.
But if this is a stunt, if it is stroke politics, if your concerns about the conduct of the new Taoiseach, or at least what he knew, are so grave, then how can your party continue to support his government?
Well, that's the second question. And I mean, unfortunately, the debate over the last number of days has been focused on, will Fianna Fáil or won't Fianna Fáil go the ultimate and call an election? I mean, we're the lead opposition party.
Will you?
Well, let me explain it to you. We're the lead opposition party, and there's a matter of what Fianna Fáil can do and should do. Yes, of course, we could bring down the government. Yes, of course, we could force a general election. It's my view that that would not be a proportionate response to what has happened. I think what has happened is wrong. I think we have a role as the lead opposition party to hold the government to account. And in holding them to account, you effectively prosecute them on a weekly basis. You raise concerns. You force them to answer questions in Parliament. And you make them directly responsible to Parliament. Now, the question you have to ask with every issue, and I mean, I know there are some within the media, and certainly you haven't been, but there are some that seem to suggest that on every issue that arises, Fianna Fáil should withdraw confidence and effectively precipitate a general election.
But there's plenty within Fianna Fáil saying that as well.
It's certainly not my view. I don't believe that it would be appropriate right now, in the face of what's happening with Brexit and many other issues that are facing the economy, that we would bring down the government, force a general election, and have the kind of carry-on that has gone on just with our nearest neighbour.
As recently as last Friday, Jim O'Callaghan was saying that an election would be a nuclear option, but it remains very much on the table. And since then, we have seen the government push ahead with the appointment of Máire Whelan regardless. Surely that's just going to get the ire up even more.
My recollection of what Jim O'Callaghan clearly said was that this was a breach of the confidence and supply arrangement because it was a surprise. Part of the arrangement between ourselves and Fine Gael is that there are no surprises. So this was a surprise. It wasn't flagged to us in advance. And therefore, from that point of view, it was a breach. But the question, and I'm talking to people all weekend around County Clare, I've met very, very few that suggested that we should precipitate and bring about an election as a result of this. They were annoyed with what had happened. They thought it was wrong. I think it has tainted the image of Taoiseach Varadkar. I think it's a significant negative on top of the way he just reappointed the same group of people anyway. Didn't bring any new dynamism to the cabinet. But there's a time of a time will come when the public will get an opportunity to cast judgment on this and on other misdemeanors, if you want, of the government. But, I mean, to have an effective opposition, it can't be that you're always crying wolf and that you're always suggesting that every issue brings about an election. I think that would be show a lack of maturity. It would show that Fianna Fáil weren't capable of managing a government under pressure. And I think so over time, public will get their opportunity to respond to these issues.
So does that mean that for all the sabre-rattling that's been going on for the past few days, Fianna Fáil will give out and make noise in the Dáil and in the media, but effectively do nothing?
Well, I reject your assertion that this is sabre-rattling. If I'm to be followed through on our commitment as an elite opposition party, the work we do is to hold government to account. And in holding government to account, you raise issues that you believe are wrong, you identify wrongdoing, you prosecute the government on a weekly basis, you ask the appropriate questions, you force them into an awkward position, and you force them to outline the kind of background to actions and decisions they have taken that they mightn't like to have outed in public. That's the role. That's not sabre-rattling. It's sabre-rattling if you believe that there should be an election every couple of weeks. But, you know, this is a minority operation. It's new. It's something that we have to try and put in place to ensure that the country is governed. But if you're going to precipitate election every couple of weeks or every couple of months, well, then you don't have an effective administration in place. But that shouldn't deter you from being able to hold the government to account, be able to raise important issues, be able to force them into the difficult situation that they'll find themselves in over the next couple of days, in having to explain their actions, which at best, I think, would indicate that they have been tardy in their approach to the administration of justice.
You talked about the public having their say on this one at some point in the near future, whenever an election comes about, and you've already made it very clear you don't think that should be in the short term. But are you concerned in any way that when the public have their say on this one, that your party could be the ones that are criticised? A number of people texting this programme yesterday with the message that we don't particularly care which eminently qualified lawyer gets appointed to the Court of Criminal Appeal. It doesn't affect the day-to-day lives and the issues that affect people on the ground, basically.
Yeah, and I think that's the reaction that I would have gotten from people over the course of the weekend. They're not happy with the procedures, because if you have set procedures and you appoint people on merit, and if there was, and there was in this case, there were three other individuals who had expressed an interest in being appointed to that position, they weren't even considered, we understand. It was just one name brought to cabinet. So that, I think, smacks of old politics. It smacks of a bygone era where if you're in the right place at the right time, you get preferment. I think there are a lot of good people out there who believe that that's no longer acceptable. And they're now looking at Leo Varadkar, who's presenting himself as a new and shiny Taoiseach, and yet he's prepared to engage in old-fashioned political strokes. They look to Shane Ross, who was presenting himself as a reforming minister, and he has done scarcely little in the Department of Transport, but he couldn't miss up an opportunity to pull a political stroke that the Healy Arrays would have been proud of.
Micheál Martin will be bringing this one up again today in Leaders' Questions, I'm sure. This one's not going away.
I expect so. And as I said, I would reject the notion that somehow this is sabre-rattling. I would be very much of the view that it's doing our job as an opposition party, which is holding the government to account, forcing them into the embarrassing position of having to explain why they pulled a stroke like this, who knew about it, hopefully bring a realisation to the government that this kind of behaviour is unacceptable, and that if they continue in this vein, that they will suffer and have to suffer the embarrassment of having to explain these decisions on an ongoing basis.
You may also suggest a post you made on social media in recent days in regards to the Cabinet and a lack of Midwest representation was holding the government to account. Would you be concerned that Clare will lose out because of who is sitting around this Cabinet table?
I think it's the first time in the history of the state, now I stand open to be corrected on this, but I think it's one of the first times in the history of this state that we didn't have a Cabinet Minister in the Midwest region. And I think when you consider the amount of international investment in the region, the amount of employment in the region, and the sort of critical nature of the, what the Midwest is to the overall economy, I think it's a ludicrous situation that we don't have a representation at the cabinet table. And I think it's going to hurt us.
Who would you have selected?
I
know you're sizing up the opposition, but who on the other side of Leinster House would have been good enough to take up a ministerial portfolio?
But sure, any one of them. Pat Breen is already a junior minister. He would have had experience and would have been well capable of stepping into the brief. There are Fine Gael TDs in Limerick that have experience. There was no shortage of opportunity. But of course, from our own point of view, it would have been far better to have a minister from Clare, and Pat Breen would have been well capable of that. But as I said, there were options there for Leo Varadkar, and he chose to put more ministers now into the East Coast and into Dublin than we've ever had before. There's one minister now for the West of Ireland, Michael Ring, with a rural development brief up in Mayo, with a very small and limited budget in overall context. It's effectively a token response to the West of Ireland. The ministers are now concentrated in and around Dublin. So the chances of getting the kind of investment that we need, the kind of focus that we need on attention. And whilst I wouldn't have agreed with Michael Noonan on many things, he certainly was a significant political force sitting around the cabinet table that had the capacity to deliver. We had it in the past. People like Brendan Daly, Sheila de Valera, Tony Killeen, when Fianna Fáil were in power, acted in that role, did excellent work, not just for County Clare, but for Tipperary and Limerick and other parts of the Midwest region. And there had always been, from a Fianna Fáil perspective, a focus on ensuring that you had that geographical mix that, unfortunately, Leo Varadkar seems to believe is neither necessary nor appropriate.
We'll let our listeners decide at home. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Deputy Timmy Dooley there. We will be back in a moment. We mark World Refugee Day.
Join the conversation in Clare on Facebook, Twitter, or call 1850 400 964.